Time and Eternity. A Biblical Study, Chapter 9, by G.T. Stevenson. And, Aeons, Aeonios. Translation from one language to another is a notoriously difficult task, the expression of nuances felt to be present in one tongue being often practically impossible in another because of lack of appropriate vocabulary. Therefore it is to be expected that some discordance will arise. In the translation of and in well-known English versions, the following 40 different renderings appear: age, aeon, time, period, today, the future, universe, course, world, worldly, world without end, since the world began, from the beginning of the world, ever, evermore, forever and ever, end of my days, eternal, everlasting, always, permanently, constantly, of old, ancient times, all time, since time began, before time began, all time, since the beginning of time, eternal ages, eternal life, eternity, course of eternity, utter darkness, the sun does remain, ages of the eternities, in and through the eternities of the eternities, etc. For aeonios, the English versions use dash everlasting, eternal, aeonian, age lasting, age during, age duringly, age abiding, in the time of the ages, age times, before the ages of time, of the ages, in the periods of past ages, before the ages began, for the ages of time, before the beginning of time, since the world began, before the times of the world, before times eternal, from eternity, from all eternity, forever, unfailing, final, unending, permanent, immemorial, enduring, lasting, eternally, long, perpetual, and immeasurable eternity, last, heavenly. The above lists, compiled by J. Kirk, aeonian, everlasting or age-lasting. Sacred Literature Concern, Los Angeles, undated, have been gathered from the Dry Version 1582, the King James Version 1611, Wilson's Emphatic Diglot 1881, Rotherham's Emphasized Bible 1872, the English Revised Version 1881, the American Standard Version 1901, Young's Literal Translation, the Modern Reader's Bible 1898, the Numerical Bible 1899, the 20th Century New Testament 1901, the NT in Modern Speech Weymouth 1903, the Complete Bible in Modern Speech Fenton 1906, Moffat's NT 1922, Goodspeed's NT 1923, The Centenary NT, Montgomery, 1924, Darby's Weight, The Concordant NT, 1930, The Numeric English NT, Ivan Paynine, 1935, The NT or Covenant, Cunnington, 1935. The present writer expresses his indebtedness to the late Mr. J. Kirk for these lists. From the above multiplicity of terms it is evident that there has been no uniformity among translators as to how these Greek words should be rendered in English. While it is to be expected that, in different contexts, the terms will carry varying shades of meaning, it should be possible by studying all the occurrences of the derivatives of the root, to arrive at a common basic significance. Since an is used consistently in the Septuagint to render olame, our study of that word should form a basis for work on Greek terms. The NT, however, provides only two quotations from the OT containing olame, both in Hebrew. In chapter 1 verse 8, Psalm 45, 6 is cited, Tithrone O God is olame wa'ad. The LXX as is en aeonos heb.1, 8 alters the phrase to is tum ena to aeonos, onto or into the aeons of the aeon. These phrases and other similar ones have no particular meaning in Greek. They must be regarded as Hebrew constructions in Greek words. The use of the definite article in the NT text suggests that in the intervening 300 years since the translating of the LXX about 250 BC, the concept of an aeon as a time period corresponding in some degree with single quote the olame had been established in biblical thought patterns. A simple explanation of the slight difference in the LXX phrase and the NT quotation may be that the psalm writer envisaged the rule of God as extending into the remote unforeseeable future and beyond any human prognostication, whereas the NT eschatology embraced the concept of several eons to come, the conditions in the second being resultant from the activity of Christ as the Son in the preceding one, that is, one eon the outcome of the other and hence single quote eon of the eon. On the other hand, the NT phrase may be due to the carrying over of the Hebrew constructed eon into the Greek. The influence of the normal Hebrew polytonic expression of the superlative degree upon the Greek NT phrase will be discussed later. In Heb 5:6, PSA 110, to shalt be a priest to Olam, is quoted as in LXX to offer the Aeon. No difficulty arise here. Rev.21:22 states that in the New Jerusalem, the seer saw no temple. It matters little how one interprets the term New Jerusalem, the fact remains that the NT predicts that in those far-off future times of the consummation of the Aeonian purpose of God, sin and death, enmity and sorrow shall be no more. Where no sin remains, no sacrificial priestly service can be needed. The Son's office as priest therefore cannot be forever, but only for the age or period in which any humanity are estranged from God. The whole argument of this section of Hebrews is that the Aaronic priesthood and sacrificial ritual brought nothing to completion. It was a treadmill of repetitive service which could not make the participants perfect. But Christ's priestly intercession is to continue forever. His priesthood will have no more attained its objective than the Aaronic. Once human estrangement has been replaced by universal reconciliation, no further priestly mediacy will be needed. Hence Christ is priest after the order of Melchizedek for the age, eis ton aiona. These remarks apply also to Heb 6:20, 7:17, 21:24 and 28, each of which refers to the Son's priesthood. By NT times there had developed in Hebrew rabbinic thinking the concepts of single quote the present age and single quote the age to come. Since the NT writers were familiar with the LXX Greek version of the OT, from which they frequently quoted, and which employed an age and aeons, ages, to translate olam and olamim, we can readily see how these Greek terms took on the meaning belonging to the Hebrew words. The phrases single quote the present age and single quote the age to come are common in the NT. The dozens of various English expressions used by translators to render an and its derivatives can readily be divided into two groups, those relating to finite times such as age, aeon, old time, age abiding and the like, and b those pertaining to infinity, eternal, eternity, and probably in the translator's thinking, everlasting and forever. The distinction in definition set out in chapter 1 regarding eternal and everlasting should be kept in mind, but translators who use these terms for olam and an often appear to regard them as synonyms, and along with many theological writers, employ them interchangeably with consequent confusion. Since consideration of space precludes discussion of all of the 180 occurrences of an and its derivatives, a selection of typical cases follows, along with an examination of contexts, the objective being to discover the concept or concepts represented by these terms. The questions to which answers will be sought are these. Does the basic meaning of an age or aeon of time pervade the whole NT usage and provide a basis for a consistent understanding of those writings? B. Does the use of the plural, aeons, indicate a concept of some recognizable periods within the total duration covered by biblical history and predictive prophecy? C. Are these expressions used to say something about eternity, thought of either as timelessness or as infinite time? Definitive answers to these questions must basically affect our understanding of predictive prophecy and the NT teaching regarding human destiny. Return to main index page,